coming back, Sheffield Masjid. Sheffield Masjid. A person stood up. Here is it. Let's play it for you first so you understand what's happening.
Then why do you not address the two elephants in the room, or more elephants in the room? I mean, you're right older than Allah's ship, and you're sitting here.
So the brother is here. The brother has mentioned an interesting point. Others who are struggling in a similar way. You have a problem, go and help people with other problems. You will notice your problem becomes small.
Why do you not predict evil? Then why do you not address the two elephants in the room, or more elephants in the room? I mean, you're right older than Allah's ship, and you're sitting here.
So the brother is here. The brother has mentioned an interesting point. He is saying we should be speaking about calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's exactly what we are doing. That is exactly what we are doing. We are speaking about calling out, building a connection with Allah, building a connection with the Masjid of Allah. Don't worry, the brother is he's okay. Don't worry. So basically, what has happened is, unfortunately, don't worry.
So you've heard that's the first portion, right? Sheffield Masjid, brother feels that, you know what, I need to stand up and I need to voice the truth. The fact is, what he said, now let's take everything on paper. I said to you, what Palestine has taught us, facts matter. Facts is so important. And it's amazing how Jalla Jalaluhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always makes the truth come out. That is the fact. You saw it with you, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam and Zulaykha. The truth came out. The truth comes out. It comes out. Now, I want to ask you a question. This brother, let's focus on facts. He said Mufti Menk does not forbid the evil. Okay? That was a fact. Now, if you look at it, the next day, let's first go back to this. When the brother was speaking, he was not given a chance to complete. But you will see in the next day's talk, at another masjid, Mufti Menk says, we gave him a chance. We said, give him a chance to speak. Let him talk. Let him say. But he was being cut off. He was being cut off. This is one of the ways when you are arguing a point. This I learned from, not directly, but from others who had mentioned to me, when Hazrat Mawlana A.S. Desai Hafidhahullah, he got into this debate, one of the lessons we learned from that, he always stuck to the point. Now I can go into that whole discussion. I discussed it on another occasion. I'm not going to go into that because it's going to take up too much time. The fact of the matter is you stick to your point. You and your spouse are having an altercation. Arguments come and go. But you stick to the point. You don't want to drift. Now you're going to go back 10 years. You're going to go back 15 years. You're going to go back 20 years. It's going to all come out and spill out. But what is the focal point of this matter? And let's stick to that. So when the person, this is something it will benefit you for life. It's been benefiting me, alhamdulillah, when dealing with these people. When they want to push another button to make you feel guilty, you stick to your point. So let's see. We've got a problem with something. Say it's a husband and wife issue. So the wife says, you are going for too much of fishing. Right? I'm giving you an example. Every weekend, you're going for fishing. It's not permissible, number one, to go as a hobby to go for fishing and all of this. Yeah. Killing fish as a hobby, that's not permissible. You're feeding people, the rest, that's different. You're eating yourself, that's different. But like this, as a hobby, to pass time, this is where it becomes problematic. But the wife is telling you this is wrong and you shouldn't be doing this. Family time. The husband, he says, yeah, but you know, you like this and you stick to your point. The problem is fishing. Going in circle, problem is fishing. Problem is fishing. Problem, and you keep on saying that till it sinks in. You don't go and bend over to the next discussion. Let's first overcome this, then we can move to your discussion. This is one of the ways when people are, when the truth surfaces, they go into these other discussions. Now, I'm not going to waste any more time. He wasn't given his chance to complete, right? He was abruptly silenced, and the guards came, they took him out like a criminal. But he says he was given freedom of speech. Now let's hear quickly, with this time running out here, what does Mufti Meng say the next day? Let's focus on this.
That you watch online. Yesterday there was a brother, a beautiful brother in Sheffield, lovely brother. He got up and he gave me a few words. While I was talking, he got up, Sheikh, you don't speak about the shirk and about Tawheed and about something else. He said, Sheikh, and you don't forbid evil. And so, what a lovely guy. And he was one of our sons, probably in his 20s, good guy. But the way he did things, I knew that this brother is troubled. And at the same time, he is a little bit frustrated, like all of us. We are frustrated about what's going on. But he didn't want to know about Gaza or Palestine, because we always speak about it. If you don't know, if you want to just follow online, remember the social media platforms you're using, who they belong to? Ask yourself that question. Do you think they're going to show you what I say? They don't. You need to come in person. You need to search and hunt. And even if you search and hunt, do you really reckon they're going to show you the truth? You need to know me personally to know what I've done or to know what I do. Today you're sitting here, you heard how I started, you heard what I said. You go anywhere else, they won't believe you. They're not going to watch this video. Because they don't follow, they don't want to follow. They'll never believe you. You can clarify as much as you want. They're going to say, this guy, he's a this and whatever. It's okay. So when I heard this young man, I even told the organizers, wait, let him relax a little bit. Meaning, leave him. Let him say what he wants. And he kept on saying and so on. Then he didn't want a clarification, so we realized he wants to deliver his speech. That's when these brothers went and they took him away. Nonetheless, the point I want to raise is there were a few clips online, just like the Furus fears, where people said, oh, someone spoke up to Mufti Meng, wow, and they told him, you don't talk about Gaza. They didn't realize they were such fools to say that, because the whole topic was about Gaza. And the whole topic, and I was trying to explain to the brother that we always talk about worshiping Allah alone and so on. So there was a lot that happened. But the clips that went viral made it seem like, subhanAllah, it was just a one way, the guy got up and everyone took him away. No. You need to know the whole context of how it started, what happened, where he came up. What they told me later, that please excuse this brother, he is troubled. And he has done this to so many people who come to the masjid. So I knew. I said, you know what, he's masjid.
So he's been labeled as troubled. Let's put that one side. Let's focus on facts. The brother said one of the statements that was clear cut that everyone heard was, you do not forbid the evil. You do not forbid the evil, which is a fact. It's a fact. You can go and search. In fact, he said in Sheffield, he spoke about Gaza. If you listen to the speech of Gaza, it was just little bit statements, one or two statements of Gaza. The whole topic was not about Gaza. That's a lie, number one. Number two, this brother who said, you do not forbid evil, is his statement, whether he's troubled, you want to label him this, that, is his statement clarified or not? Now, we present to you the proofs, the evidence, with total fairness. We ask you, O Mufti Meng, what do you say about the Mujahideen Hamas, who are fighting and protecting the honorable land of Palestine? What do you say about them? Standing up, have you ever mentioned them in any one of your speeches? Have you ever said anything about this noble effort which the Quran Sharif says and speaks about so well and so vibrantly in so many places? But let's hear just quickly, what do you have to say about jihad? fi sabilillah. And let's understand this well.
Fight them wherever they are. When Allah mentions verses that we read tonight regarding the battle of Badr and the battle of Uhud and various other battles that took place, remember these verses are not instructions for me and you today. They are records of history that are mentioned in the Quran whereby we can learn examples from.
Records of history. It's not for you and I. This is what he said. These are his clear words. Now let's take what the brother said. Let's take what you say. And let's take your beliefs. These are not for you and I. Right.
The Quran has verses of history where history is recorded. They translate it as though those are commands for me and you. Nay, they are not commands. When Allah says, fight those who have fought you, He has addressed it to those people at the time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Islam is full of peace. It means peace.
So what is Hamas supposed to do? Because you're saying fight them if they fight you. So is look at what's happening. Is Hamas just supposed to be sitting still? It doesn't go back to 7th of October 2023. This has been ongoing. Hamas plucked up the courage on the 7th of October 2023 to say enough is enough now. And that is when they practiced and they said we're going to do what we have to do. But look, just look and understand. He's saying this does not refer to this current period. Islam is full of peace. You've just heard it.
Peace. It stands for peace. And it will only teach and preach peace. So the verses we have read today, they applied at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they definitely serve as a lesson for all of us. But let's not misunderstand. A non-Muslim shows you the Quran and says, you know, look at these verses. They are...
Anyway, this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We conclude by saying this. You've heard what the brother said. You've heard and he's been labeled troubled. Whether he's troubled or not, let's go back to facts. The challenge still remains. O Mufti Meng, can you criticize Israel for what they are doing clearly in clear-cut words and not using other words which you've seen him use on X and the rest? That's one. Number two. Can you bravely say what the Mujahideen are doing is exceptional? These are two things. Let's see. Let us see. Let us hear.